page 97. Exercise A. Listen to the conversations about generational issues. Conversation 1.
Just look at this email from Jordan's English teacher. It says Jordan's missing his last two book reports and his grades are going downhill.
No way. Every time I see him in front of the computer, he tells me he's doing homework.
He's probably spending hours on the internet wasting time. That's it. No more internet until his grades get better at school. Let's go talk to him together.
Conversation 2.
I'm really getting worried about Sandy. I don't know what to do.
Sandy? She's such a good kid. What's up?
Well, ever since she got her driver's license last month, she's been staying out later and later. Last night, she didn't get home until after 11. She's no baby, but I worry about her. I'm losing sleep.
Well, you need your sleep. Why don't you give her a curfew? Tell her if she gets in 1 minute late, she's grounded.
Conversation 3.
Hey, Jill. What's up?
I'm grounded. I can't go to the concert.
What did you do?
Absolutely nothing. My dad told me to take off all my makeup before I went to school, and I told him he was being ridiculous.
You told him that?
Yeah, he's just so annoying. Next time he tells me I can't wear makeup, I think I'll get a tattoo. That'll show him.
Conversation 4.
You know, Jen, Mom and Dad aren't that bad. Now that I think back on how much trouble we gave him, I appreciate him more.
Me too. I used to think they were so dumb, but it turns out they are pretty smart. You know, I hope when I have kids, I'll be as smart about kids as Mom and Dad.
Now listen to each conversation again and complete the statement with the correct comparative. Conversation 1.
Just look at this email from Jordan's English teacher. It says Jordan's missing his last two book reports and his grades are going downhill.
No way. Every time I see him in front of the computer, he tells me he's doing homework.
He's probably spending hours on the internet wasting time. That's it. No more internet until his grades get better at school. Let's go talk to him together.
Conversation 2.
I'm really getting worried about Sandy. I don't know what to do.
Sandy? She's such a good kid. What's up?
Well, ever since she got her driver's license last month, she's been staying out later and later. Last night, she didn't get home until after 11. She's no baby, but I worry about her. I'm losing sleep.
Well, you need your sleep. Why don't you give her a curfew? Tell her if she gets in 1 minute late, she's grounded.
Conversation 3.
Hey, Jill. What's up?
I'm grounded. I can't go to the concert.
What did you do?
Absolutely nothing. My dad told me to take off all my makeup before I went to school, and I told him he was being ridiculous.
You told him that?
Yeah, he's just so annoying. Next time he tells me I can't wear makeup, I think I'll get a tattoo. That'll show him.
Conversation 4.
You know, Jen, Mom and Dad aren't that bad. Now that I think back on how much trouble we gave him, I appreciate him more.
Me too. I used to think they were so dumb, but it turns out they are pretty smart. You know, I hope when I have kids, I'll be as smart about kids as Mom and Dad.